2 that if one actually wants to be liberated, he must render service to the devotees. Mahat sevam dwaram ahur vimukteh. But one who associates with materialistic people is on the path leading to the darkest region of existence. Tamo dwaram yositam sangi sangam. All the devotees of the Lord traverse this earth just to recover the conditioned souls from their delusion. The impersonalists do not know that forgetting their constitutional position as subordinate to the Supreme Lord is the greatest violation of God's law. Unless one is reinstated in his own constitutional position, it is not possible to understand the Supreme Personality or to be fully engaged in his transcendental loving service with determination. Read the translation again. Persons who have acted piously in previous lives and in this life, and whose sinful actions are completely eradicated, are freed from the dualities of delusion, and they engage themselves in my service with determination. So, I'd like to read this prayer, page number 1 of the book, just on the beginning of the introduction. I really need to chant the prayer. Today I don't know. I'm not very inspired. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Jananjana Salakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Sigurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Siyuta Padakamalam Sri Gurum Vaisnavam Sya, Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakam Vitam Sya E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavanishvari Prisavanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Panchakalpata Rubyacha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaisnavevyo Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay, so I beg for your blessings, especially Srimad Vaishnava is here, and it's not easy to speak in public. It's not easy to speak in public. I'm trying my best, but this book actually is very elevated. It's a book of sacred knowledge from India. I'd like to ask, where are you? You FaceTime, you said, and you are from Germany. Oh, nice. So nice that you came to the temple. Basically, this book is it's called Bhagavad Gita, and Gita means song, and Bhagavad refers to Krishna, or the possessor of all opulences, Lord Krishna. And there in the picture, standing there. So, this book was spoken by Lord Krishna 5,000 years ago in India, and is actually talking about the nature of the soul and the nature of God and the relationship between both. We have an eternal relationship with God, with Krishna, and that is beyond the bodily platform, beyond the mind and beyond the intelligence. So, this is what we really are. The soul is our real nature, and in order to obtain happiness or the bliss coming from the spiritual strata, spiritual platform, then we have to act on the spiritual, perform spiritual activities in order to experience, because the nature of the soul is called, is said, Sat Chit Ananda, which means full of Sat, is eternal. We can see that this body takes birth and then dies, isn't it? We were not here 100 years ago, and we will not be here probably 100 years in the future. It's asat, it's temporary. It's full of miseries. We experience disease, old age, so many problems, so many wars, so many discomforts in this world. But in the spiritual world, the song we were singing talks about the spiritual, talks about the nature of the spiritual world with Krishna and other things there, spiritual atmosphere. So we actually, we don't belong here, we belong to the kingdom of God, where Krishna is the center, and in that place there is eternity and there is bliss. It's not misery like here, it's bliss, and also it's full of knowledge. Our normal condition is full of knowledge, it's full of bliss, and is eternal. So by chanting this mantra that we chant here, it's three words only. Hare invokes the energy of Krishna, and Krishna and Rama are names of God. Srila Prabhupada, the spiritual master, said that we can chant any name of God, not only Rama and Krishna, we can chant any tradition, and because all the names of God are given by God or by the representative of God or messenger of God, different prophets. So, but Krishna and Rama are the most powerful names. So by chanting these names, we awaken actually what we are beyond the mind. So it's a yoga process, bhakti yoga, by which we can transcend the mind and we can actually be situated in what we are, in our relationship with Krishna. We can awaken our love for Krishna. So this loving energy is very powerful and can transcend us from all miseries. So in this translation, Prabhupada and in the purport, well, actually, the translation explains basically, sorry, that persons who are very elevated spiritually, who have a high understanding of the nature of the world. This book talks about the world in there are five elements. As I said before, it's the soul, it's God, but there are three more elements, which is the material energy, nature, and we have also time and activities. Activities that we perform, and it's called karma. So persons who are actually understood the nature of this world engage themselves in the service of God, because they understand that is the best course of action, is the best paramgati, the best thing that one can do in any level. You don't have to be a monk and shave your head and dedicate yourself to the temple or like that, but you can actually stay where you are and just practice the same thing that you do, but including Krishna as the priority, as putting Krishna as in the center. And then everything becomes different. Everything changes in your life. It's like a person who is very, has many zeros in the bank, has nothing. But if you put the one on the left, then you can have many millions. But if you don't have, Krishna is compared, if you put Krishna first in your life, then you can become very, very blissful, very enlightened, you know. So all the wealth, all the beauty, all the knowledge that someone may have, actually is useless unless that person uses the time of his life for developing a spiritual consciousness. Because why? Because we are not the body, we are a spirit. So if we are forgetting what we are, then it's like a cage with a bird who we forget to feed the bird. We just take care of the body of the cage. So because we are the soul, we have to develop spiritual activities and perform spiritual activities so we can be nourished and the soul can be happy and experience this eternal relationship with God. This is a science, it's called Bhakti Yoga, and basically what it does is transforms the consciousness. We are the soul, and the symptom of the soul is the consciousness. In the same way that the sunlight expands through the whole universe, so the consciousness pervades the whole body. So this body actually is alive because the soul is inside. As soon as the soul leaves the body, the body is dead. You cannot do anything because the soul is gone. Scientists cannot do anything, you know, because scientists cannot understand actually the science of the soul. I mean, at least their practice is not does not include spiritual knowledge. So nobody can actually in this world. Nobody can. Let's say there are four things that we can. There is death. No scientist can liberate you from death. I mean, normal scientists, like, consider material scientists, like doctors or any other kind of material physical sciences. So, death, disease, and old age. So these are bars by which we are trapped. We have these bodies that they get old, they get disease, and they undergo old age, and then in birth again, because the body is temporary. So how to get rid of this suffering condition? By developing love for Krishna, or for God. And then this book talks about this, so it's a very important book actually. This book, this knowledge surpasses all other kinds of knowledge in the world. It's a treasure. There was one sage in India he had a touch stone. It's a touch stone is a stone that everything that touches becomes gold. It comes from the spiritual world. Anything that touches becomes immediately gold. It's like the alchemist's dream. And he had it in the rubbish bin, you know. So somebody came asking for this stone, and he said, yes, you can take it, there, no problem. So the person went away, wow, this is incredible, and now I've become very rich. And then realized, wow, and he had this stone in the garbage bin. So he must have something more valuable than that. So he went back and asked, what is that? And then he said, yes, we have this mantra. It's a mantra, it is this mantra, Hare Krishna. So it's the greatest wealth. By chanting Hare Krishna, you can actually transcend all troubles in life, because it's the most precious jewel, this, the names of God. There's no difference between Krishna and His name. When you chant Hare Krishna, you actually connect with Krishna, with God, who is the most wealthy, is the most knowledgeable, is everywhere, is the most powerful person, and exists. It's a fact. You just need to experience it. The proof of the proof of the taste is in the pudding is in the taste. Means that I can talk for hours about Krishna, but if you don't try, maybe it's true, you know. Let me chant this mantra. Let me see if I experience bliss, you know. So it's an experimental test you can try, you know. It's free and it's very simple. You can chant any place, any time. There are no fast rules or anything like that. It's just it's a science how to bring everyone happy. This is actually what society is needing, you know. This knowledge, we have, this is the preliminary knowledge book, but we have other books coming from a spiritual wisdom from India. Srimad Bhagavatam describes the pastimes of Krishna, and other books, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But with this book, actually, we can transcend this repeated cycle of birth and death. So, and everything is summarized in this, in chanting the names of Krishna. So, in this verse, Lord Krishna is speaking, and is saying that persons who are actually free from the delusion, the duality of this world. This world is a world of heat and cold and happiness, distress, and there are different dualities, light and darkness. So persons who understand that behind the appearance of this world, there is actually a supreme entity who is controlling everything and who is everywhere and who loves us already, does try to engage themselves in service to that entity, to the absolute truth, Krishna, in this way they can transcend, they're not perturbed. You can see a materialist, maybe some people go to the casino and they play some big money, you know, and then they lose everything, they commit suicide because their minds are subjected to gain and misery and loss, or happiness, distress, or, you know, success or failure. But a person, a transcendentalist, fixed on spiritual consciousness, understands that this world is a world of duality, and what it really matters is my determination to love the Lord, like Jesus Christ. All the scriptures say the same. You should develop love. Love is very powerful energy. So when you have this, you develop this gradually, this love, then actually you don't get affected by, you don't need anything. You don't need a house, you don't need food, because you are sure that Krishna will provide you everything. There is a reality that surrounds us, which is spiritual, beyond the appearance of matter that put us in different conditions in life. So, and this entity is God, is Krishna. And he's waiting for us to love him. It is compared, it's a nice analogy from the Vedic scriptures and sacred scriptures in India. There are two birds in a tree, and one of the birds is us, that we're trying to enjoy the fruits of the tree, you know. We're trying to enjoy so many things in life, you know, nice TV, nice cinema, nice this, nice that. And we forget about Krishna, about loving God. So he's waiting, the other bird is waiting for us to love him, you know. He's just a witness, always with us, millions of births. We had many, that's a friend, you know. Like, we had so many species of life, 8 million species of life, in birds, aquatics, beasts, reptiles, you know, plants, and he's always there with us, waiting. Maybe one day he will love us. He will love me again, Krishna. God is there with us, always waiting. So we can actually turn our face to Krishna, to God, and develop this high consciousness, this enlightenment. But we are very focused on our own enjoyment. We don't trust Krishna. We don't trust God that he can actually protect us from all dangers. He can provide all food and shelter and anything that we need, fulfill all our desires. So that is described like that. In the heart there is the soul, and there is the Supreme Soul, Lord Krishna, Paramatma. So the translation is explained that persons who are very pious, free from sinful reactions, free from this duality, engage in the service of the Lord with determination. And there is one of our disciplic succession, which is called Baladev Vidyabhusana, explains that this punya, we can see punya, piety, punya karmanam, whose previous activities, pious previous activities, what it does by themselves does not bring bhakti, but invoke the mercy of pure devotees. So I will not enter, maybe because it's the first day for some of you. So, but basically, persons who are very pious, still, you need bhakti. You need to hear this knowledge that by doing service, to Krishna, you can actually transcend the path of birth and death, develop your love for Krishna, your eternal relationship. We have an eternal relationship with Krishna. And it is said that Krishna is the person who can actually reciprocate with us in a perfect way, can make us happy. Normally we give our love to different people or animals also, but actually Krishna, God is the only person who can actually give back the, in a perfect way that makes us fully happy. So it's the perfect repository or the perfect object of, so we can actually put our energy, put our endeavor, because he will never let us down, you know. We may have different husband, wife, or persons around us which are temporary actually, you know, and may abandon us or may not understand us. But Krishna is a person who, when you actually try to serve Krishna, is the perfection. That is perfection of human life. And in the purport, Prabhupada elaborates about the duality of desire and hate, and also explains about how there are different kinds of people, sinful, atheistic, foolish, deceitful, who cannot transcend that duality of desire and hate. And we are actually, there's just 1 minute left. So I'd like to ask if you have any questions or any comment. That's a difficult question. A heart attack. You mean when you have a heart attack? What is this happening exactly? Yeah. Right. Right. You know the answer? Okay, any other comments, questions, chastisements, or anything? Okay, so thank you very much for listening. Hare Krishna.